Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th. Hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady. Live only on Netflix.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Play Me or Fade Me. And thank you for joining us as always. My name is Kyle Comas. Mr. Action Junkie does have the night off. It's good to be back here with you all to talk a little college basketball. One thing that I absolutely love doing. If you're looking for some of my plays when I'm not hosting the show, you can find that on my Twitter/X, whatever you want to call it. I still call it Twitter. Technically, it's X. Either way, you can find me at CodaCapraKyle. I post my card every single day, the plays that I like, the plays that I'm betting. So feel free to check that out. I, like Mr. Action Junkie, I'm also going to be betting every single March Madness game. So I'll be sure to mention my plays in the blog and on my Twitter/X timeline as well in the show. But enough about me. Let's get into recapping Mr. Action Junkie's card for Tuesday, March 5th. As the great Al Michaels has said, do you believe in miracles? Yes! Now, why am I saying that, you may ask? Well, Mr. Action Junkie asked me to because, and that's a winner. Yes, indeed. A winning day for Mr. Action Junkie on Tuesday. So let's break down the winning card. Please note that he does have a play still pending in San Diego State. -1.5 at UNLV at the time of this recording. But even if that game loses, it's still a winning day for him. He had Holy Cross +4.5 against Army. He mentioned on the show, Army had beaten Holy Cross twice already this season, and they were only favored by 4.5. After beating them twice, that spread seemed very, very low, and it turned out to be just that. Mr. Action Junkie caught that right away, and Holy Cross goes on to defeat Army handily, 84-68. He had Purdue +2 at Illinois. This is also the Twitter vote that said that this was the best bet. And many people thought that going into Champaign was going to be too tough of an atmosphere for Purdue to pull out the win. Well, everybody except Mr. Action Junkie, myself, and all of you that voted on Twitter. Yes, indeed. He had Purdue on his card +2. I tailed that, and I'm glad that I did because Purdue goes on to defeat Illinois in Champaign 77-71. He had Georgia -1.5 against Ole Miss. This was a gut play for him, and sometimes trusting your gut is the very best thing to do. It was a good final seconds for the Bulldogs as they go on to score 4 points in the final 20 seconds to cover the number, and Georgia goes on to defeat Ole Miss 69-66. Finally, his coin flip bets, he had the Magic Hornets under 209, and the coin knew what was going on in this matchup, as the Hornets put up only 89 points in this game, and they pretty much gave the game away to the Magic as Orlando goes on to win the game 101-89. Finally, in the Frozen Pond, he had the Blues Islanders under 6. This was the only non-winner for Mr. Action Junkie, but it was a push. This nearly did win, however, though, but the Blues gave up an empty net goal to the Islanders with just 31 seconds left, and that sealed the push as the Islanders go on to win the game 4-2. So a 4-0-1 record right now with that San Diego State game pending, but a very nice show by Mr. Action Junkie. Great winning card. The trivia question for today for you guys to think about is there are three teams tied all time for having the worst record in getting into the Big Dance. All of them had an 11-18 record. Can you think of the three? I will give you a hint that two of them at the time that they made it were in the Atlantic Sun, but they are no longer there. And one of them was in the MAC back then, and that school is still currently in the MAC, the Metro Atlantic Athletic Conference. So who are the three teams tied for having the worst record in going in the Big Dance? All of them in 11-18. I will give you the answer at the end here. But before I get into my card, you know, a lot of podcasts, they'll give you ad reads for companies that maybe have no interest in, never bought anything from. This is not the case here. I'm very excited to announce that this podcast is sponsored by Shields. We have one in my hometown and it is my go-to for all things sports. Click the link in the show notes to start shopping, gear up for bracket battles ahead. Check out their huge selection of college fan gear, including some of the hottest items like the Caitlin Clark Never a Long Shot t-shirt, as well as the Caitlin Clark You Break It, You Own It t-shirt. Find your latest team gear by clicking the link in the show notes so you look your best for March Madness. Hats, shirts, hoodies, yard games, team tumblers, clocks, flags, and so, so much more. Get game day ready by clicking the link in the show notes and start shopping today with Shields. Shout out to Shields. It's one of my favorite places to shop. Now let's get into the card for Wednesday, March 6th. I'm going to start in the SEC. I like South Carolina +5.5 against Tennessee. The Gamecocks, they realize how important of a game this is for them going into the conference tournament and into the Big Dance. Very likely have secured their spot in the Big Dance, but they need a little momentum going, and this could be a huge momentum game for them. They are ranked in the top 25 currently, but of their five losses, four of them have come to quad one teams, according to KenPom. They need a high-quality win here. They got one against Kentucky already, but they really need another one to kind of build their resume up. Tennessee is currently sitting at the top of the conference right now, but one of their three losses did come to South Carolina at home early on in the season. South Carolina is currently tied for second place with Alabama, and this is going to be a very interesting game. Tennessee is one of the best offenses in the country this year, but they're going to play a South Carolina team that is allowing only 65.6 points per game, which is 21st in college basketball, and they also only allow 62.5 points per game at road. There's a huge opportunity for a season sweep here, and I think South Carolina is going to make this a close contest, and they might only cover tonight, but they may also win outright. I don't hate that money line, but for the card today, give me South Carolina +5.5 against Tennessee. Next up on the card, let's go to the Northeast Conference Tournament. That is happening tonight, first round. I like Merrimack -15 against Long Island. You don't think for a second that the Warriors aren't thinking about last season when they go into the conference tournament. They beat Fairleigh Dickinson in the conference championship. They won the NEC Conference Tournament. But due to that stupid transition period, they didn't make the Big Dance. Fairleigh Dickinson did. They watched the runner-up of the conference go on to upset Purdue when that could have been them. Now they're back with the vengeance. They are eligible for the Big Dance this year. And their defense is certainly good enough to get them far in the conference tournament and not only get far, but also win it and represent the conference in the Big Dance. They're allowing only 65.4 points per game, which is 18th in all of college basketball. And they're allowing their opponents to shoot only 41.5% from the field from them, which is also 41st in college basketball. Defense is not the only thing they're really solid at. They also have a very solid offensive player in Jordan Durkak. He was the NEC Player of the Year this year, averaging 17.7 points per game and 5.9 rebounds. They're solid pretty much all around, Merrimack is. Meanwhile, the Sharks of Long Island, well, their offense is a little less to be desired. They're scoring only 66.5 points per game, which is one of the worst in college basketball. I think, unfortunately for Long Island, they're going to run into a buzzsaw here. I think Merrimack is going to continue to think about what happened last year, and I don't think this game is really going to be even close whatsoever. Give me Merrimack -15 against Long Island.
You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy?
Fall Guy.
That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Next up, we go to the Big 12. I like Iowa State -6.5 against BYU. Now, as an Iowa Hawkeye fan, this pick makes me absolutely sick. But there's no denying the fantastic season the Cyclones are having. They are absolute menaces on defense this year. They're allowing a mere 61.9 points per game, which is fifth in all of college basketball, ladies and gentlemen. That defense is absolutely insane this season. But they're also getting it done on the offensive end. They're scoring 76.6 points per game, which is 74th in all of college basketball. And they're also shooting a very impressive 46.8% from the field, which is 53rd in college basketball. They are playing a really talented BYU team. There's no denying anything that the Cougars have done this season. They're how good they are on the offensive end of the basketball. But there's one thing that sold me about this pick the second I looked at it. The Cyclones are at home. They are 17-0 at home straight up this season and are 14-3 against the spread. One thing that I can absolutely give the Cyclone fans credit on is that they show up for their basketball team, and Hilton Coliseum has turned into one of the best home environments in all of college basketball. BYU in the flip hand, not very good on the road this year. They're 3-6 straight up and 2-7 against the spread. That sold me, and I think this is going to be a one-sided game in the Cyclones' favor. Give me Iowa State -6.5 against BYU. Finally, we'll finish off in the Big West. I like Cal State Northridge +7.5 against Hawaii. This is the latest game on the card today. It's tipping off at 11 p.m. Central Time. I'm sure all of you are going to stay up and watch this one. I don't blame you. I'll be doing the same thing. The Matadors of Cal State Northridge are going to Honolulu in a very, very crucial game. There could be a shifting in seeding if Cal State Northridge can get a win here. And if they can beat Hawaii in any way, they're going to beat them on the glass. Cal State Northridge is averaging 38.9 points per game, which is 30th in all of college basketball. They simply will win all their games because they win the battle of the glass. They do have some very solid scores offensively too. Forward Deshaun Allen Eakins is one of the top scorers in the conference. He's averaging 18 points per game, and he's going to be a tough one to handle for Hawaii. However, the biggest thing that drew me to the Matadors was their road success this season. They have one of the best records in all of college basketball against the spread this season. Get this, folks. They are 12-3 against the spread on the road this year. A lot of teams, they're successful at home, but not Cal State Northridge. I trust the Matadors are going to keep this thing close on the road, and they're going to cover the number. Give me Cal State Northridge +7.5 at Hawaii. So recap my card for you all. I got South Carolina +5.5 against Tennessee. Merrimack -15 versus Long Island. Iowa State -6.5 versus BYU. And Cal State Northridge +7.5 against Hawaii. The trivia question I had for you, there are three teams tied at all time for having the worst record and getting in the big dance, all of them at 11-18. Those three teams are Florida International was in the representative of the A-Sun in 1995 with an 11-18 record. They did lose in the first round to UCLA by 36. Central Florida represented the Atlantic Sun Conference in the 1996 March Madness. They lost to UMass by 22. And then in the MAC, Fairfield in 1997. They actually put this game very, very close, but they lost to North Carolina by 8. Well, thanks for having me on. I enjoyed hosting. And once again, as always, enjoy the games, manage that bankroll, don't chase money, have fun, and let's cash some tickets together. Good luck, everyone.